Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A newly filed ballot measure would set term limits for Alaska lawmakers serving the Alaska legislature, according to the Anchorage Daily News. State legislators will be restricted to serving a maximum of 12 years consecutively in the state house or senate, and they will be required to take a six-year break before serving again. They'll also be limited to serving for a lifetime maximum of 20 years as a member of the legislature. 16 other states have term limits for state legislators, including California, Florida, and Ohio. Alaska governors are already limited by the state constitution to serving 2 4-year terms consecutively. There are no term limits in the U.S. Congress. The three main sponsors of the proposed ballot initiative all unsuccessfully ran as Republicans to the Alaska legislature. Elijah Vernigan, a candidate for the Fairbanks Senate seat in the last election, said that he heard widespread support for term limits from across the political spectrum while knocking on doors. Enacting term limits would help combat incumbents' advantages with name recognition and in fundraising, he said, adding that a lot of people, the common people, are very frustrated. The ballot measure would apply time served for incumbent legislators. Four senators have served the legislature for over 20 years or longer and would be ineligible to run again. A few other House and Senate members have served more than 12 years consecutively or are set to cross the threshold in the next couple of years. Senator Scott Kamblesonke of Fairbanks first took office in 2007. He said by text message to the Anchorage Daily News that he doesn't support term limits because more experienced legislators take power away from the lobbyists and the bureaucrats. An Anchorage police officer is on administrative leave after shooting and killing a man over the weekend. The Anchorage Police Department says the shooting happened Sunday morning while officers were checking on an SUV that had pulled over the Glen Highway. Police claimed the victim was standing outside the SUV with a rifle, that he had started walking toward the officers when one of them opened fire, killing him. Investigation into the shooting is ongoing. Nearly 200 employees of Alaska's largest credit union are looking for new jobs. The Anchorage Daily News reports that Global Credit Union, formerly known as Alaska USA Federal Credit Union, laid off 185 of its workers last week. That includes 78 workers in Alaska. The credit union blames a downturn in lending activity for the layoffs. Anchorage police have identified the victim of a home invasion and deadly assault. 88-year-old Francisco Martin Jr. died Saturday after a neighbor forced his way into his home on Brayton Drive and assaulted him and an adult female. The woman suffered minor injuries, but Martin was taken to a hospital and died a short time later. The suspect, identified as Philip Barger, was taken into custody and on charges of murder, manslaughter, burglary, and assault. Alaska State Troopers identified the two officers involved in a deadly shooting in Esther, about 10 miles west of Fairbanks. Esther resident Matthew Heller was killed last week after threatening a woman with a rifle and barricading himself in a residence. Authorities say Trooper Captain Eric Spitzer and UAF Police Officer Kelly Copeland fired at Heller after the suspect confronted police armed with multiple guns and pointed them at the officers. Volunteer guides at the Anchorage Museum are in short supply. The drop in volunteers has forced the museum to reduce the number of guided tours from 3 a day to 1 a day, 4 days a week. Museum officials are hoping to build up volunteers and ask anyone who may be interested to volunteering to contact the museum in Anchorage. A rare white raven has been gaining attention ever since it was spotted on the Kenai Peninsula in recent weeks. The bird has been photographed north of Kenai. Being all white, the raven could struggle and may not survive the winter months because the white feathers reflect heat while the feathers of the black raven absorb heat. Local photographer Gregory Messimer says he's been taking photographs and researching the white raven, which he says is a symbol representing change. For more news of the Kenai in Alaska, just visit our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.